Parashat Nitzavim, we have a pasuk that tells us, "Hanistarot Hashem Elokeinu, vaniglot lanu vaneinu ad olam lasot et kol divrei haTorah hazot." Secrets are for Hashem. Only what's revealed is for us to do this whole Torah. So Rashi tells us here a whole approach about being concerned that group punishment, meaning if one of us does something wrong, the other one might be punished. So we only have to be concerned about ones we can see. We don't know Lev Machshavot Adam, and therefore Hanistarot, that's only for Hashem. Don't you worry about it. You just have your job of you doing what's right. And also, you're trying to help your friends do what's right. We have a Chiyuv Tochacha, where it tells us that anybody who was able to be Mocha and somebody and could have protested, so he's Nitfas on the Chet. He gets punished for that as well. And Rashi ends, it's because we all became Arevim Zelazeh. Arevim Zelazeh. What does that mean? What does the word Arev mean? Partner, guarantor. Excellent. The Chavetz Chaim has a beautiful mashal question on these words. We say Arevim Zelazeh. He says, you know what that means? Imagine your friend is about to do a terrible business deal. He's going to take terrible terms. He's going to end up with an inferior product. He's going to lose a lot of money. Would you say something? Would you stop him? You might. Imagine that you're signed on as the Arev, as the guarantor. Then would you stop him? You better believe you would, because you don't want to, like, if you were the insurance, you wouldn't want to have to pay for this person's bad deal. You would tell him, hey, don't make this deal. Don't make that transaction. Don't do that which you're about to do. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh is. We are the guarantors. We're the ones on the line. It's not, oh, he's sinning and I'm okay. But it's, I care about what he does as well. What he does matters for me as well. And really, right before Rosh Hashanah next week, perfect time to be thinking about, are we really caring about our fellow Jews appropriately? There was a previous Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, of Nassen Tzvi Finkel. He said once in a speech that everyone always comes to him and asks him what machshavos, kavanos we should have while listening to Tekiyah Shofar. They always want skulos. What can I do? What can we do for a tefillah? What can we think about? What can we do? What can we say? So he says, you know what? You know what would be the best thing to think about while hearing the tekiyos? Somebody else. What does that person need in their tefillah? You see the person next to you davening? Is he struggling with all sorts of issues? Is he someone single looking for their shidduch? Is he somebody married? Doesn't have children? Struggling with parnasa? We all have struggles in life. The Gemara tells us that who is answered first in a tefillah? Somebody who asks for somebody else. That's the secret to getting your tefillah answered. You want your tefillah answered? First, ask for his tefillah to be answered. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, wow, this is a person who gets Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. I want to answer his tefillah, because he cares not only about getting what he wants, but about what his fellow Jew wants. And we're here in Yeshiva, wonderful environment, wonderful people to learn from, and I mean both to learn Torah from them directly, the words they say in their mouth, but also to learn from their midot, to learn from their menschlichkeit. Just watch a living shir in midos and chesed. You're just watching Rabbi Ryan walk around. Okay, don't tell him I said that. But You just watch how much he cares about every single Jew. That's something to aspire to. You have a role model. Wonderful role model. Do we care about anything beyond our own personal responsibility? If there's a drop of trash on the floor, do we pick it up? Do we care if our friend is struggling to understand Shir, struggling to go through Seder, struggling to find a place for Shabbos or Sukkot? Do we offer to help them out? When we have very dedicated staff here, I'll let you in on a little secret, badly kept secret. We have a maintenance staff where not everybody on the maintenance staff is Jewish. Okay, I see some shocked looks on your faces. There's a Yovel event. The Yeshiva's 50th anniversary is coming up, and they brought in this videographer to make a nice video about the Yeshiva. So he decided to go around and interviewing people, and one of the people he interviewed was one of the non-Jewish workers. And he comes back amazed. He says, "You're not going to believe what he said. Let me tell you what he said. I know it's a spoiler alert. You'll forgive me. If you really don't want to hear, you'll close your ears, which probably some of you are doing anyway." He said, "We here try to take care of everything for you so that you can just sit and learn." That's the type of statement I would want to hear every Jew make too. That's the type of statement that gives me mussar. He's sitting here taking care. He's cleaning the floors. And something breaks, he fixes it. And there's an event here and they set up chairs and tables and all the many, many responsibilities they have to take care, to make sure the yeshiva runs smoothly. And why do they do it? He knows. He's not, "I just work here. I don't know what they do in there." He knows. He says, "You guys are learning. That's why." So that gives us a responsibility. Responsibility to learn. Somebody's taking care of us, taking care of many of the big things. That means we can start looking out for our fellow Talmidim, everyone else here. And that means that there's a karsa tov needed for the staff. When the doors to the Chadar Ochel open at 1:01 instead of 1 o'clock, Rachmana Litzlan. So are you patient? Do you charge in there like Vilda Chayas? Do you say thank you to the workers? You wish them all a Shana Tova? That's Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelezeh. That's caring about your fellow human beings and your fellow Jews. That's what this is about. How many of you saw the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation's video this past Tisha B'Av? Okay, so one of you is going to know this story. Try not to ruin it. Okay? Contain yourself. The rest of you, this is a story that my friend told. He said, these boys in the yeshiva, he teaches in Ner Yisrael, I'm not sure if it was a story about his yeshiva or a different one, were going to a friend's wedding, traveling by car. And they had car trouble, I don't know, flat tire or whatever happened. And after the issue got resolved, they saw the sun going down. I'll stop here for a quick joke that, make sure you're paying attention. You know, there's a joke that a guy goes on a date, and the girl goes, "Look at that nice sunset," and he goes, "Oh no, mincha." So, yeah, okay. So they see the sun going down, and they're like, "Wait, we need mincha." So they realize they had two options. They can, wherever they were that they had the car trouble, find a minyan there, and then travel to the wedding. But then they'd be a little bit late for the wedding. Or they could travel directly to the wedding and daven b'yechidus. What should they do? So they called up the Rebbe. You know what the Rebbe said? The Rebbe said, "You go to the wedding. Your friend is making a wedding, his wedding, and he's looking around, and he doesn't see his friends. So what does he think? They don't care about him. They're not coming. He's worried. It's going to impinge upon his simcha. So yes, tefillah b'tzibur, I'm not diminishing the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. As important as that is, your friend, his feelings are important as well. And one of the boys picks up the phone and says, Rebbe, since my bar mitzvah, I haven't missed tefillah b'tzibur. So I'm going to be breaking a streak of 10 years. The Rebbe said, nonetheless. And my friend concluded this story and said, in other words, it's not about you. Not everything's about you. Sometimes, before your own needs, you put the other person's needs. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we want our tefillah to be answered. That's the key. Again, asking for the other people first. We say that Shari Tefillah Ninalu v'Shari Maot were never Ninalu, that the gates of tears are never closed. So, try to have a passionate tefillah. A tefillah with tears. And if you can't do it for yourself, maybe for your fellow Jews, your friends in the army, Tzahal, anybody you know suffering from an illness, anybody you know, again, looking for a zivug or waiting to have children or issues with Parnassa, think about them. Think about them during your Shemona Esrei, the right spots. Think about them while you listen to the kios. And maybe, hiratzon, that if we're properly exemplifying and displaying and living the values of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, Yihiratzon, Shiyumalu Kol Mishalu Libeinu Letova, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova to everyone.